Doctor Saber getting an office note on patient Calendra Chimmy, C-H-I-M-M, I'm sorry, Chim. Calendra Chimney, C-H-I-M-N-E-Y, Calendra, C-A-L-A-N-D-R-A, date of birth 8-13-1983, date of service 10-10-2023, paragraph, the patient is a 40-year-old African-American female who was referred to see me by Dr. Pontil, NDT, for elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes history of chronic genital herpes. Next, endometriosis. Next, seasonal allergies. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes procedure for endometriosis. Pure paragraph. Allergies, non drug allergies. Social history. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking. She does drink alcohol, mainly over the weekends. Denied any illicit drug use. She works as a tax auditor for the state of California. Family history. Both father and mother are healthy. Her siblings are healthy. Period. Review of systems reveals chronic sinus headaches, palpebral edema on and off. She was taking Advil sinus an average 3 to 5 times, frequently for 3 to 5 days a month for the last 1 year or so. Denied any chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain reported. Denied any urinary symptomatology. She does have nocturia times 2, no hematuria, no dysuria. She does have no incontinence. Periods, she has regular periods, no leg swelling, no rash, no joint pains. All other systems are even are negative. Immunizations, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include Advil sinus as needed and femcyclovir 500 milligrams twice a day as needed. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the axis of the lens and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical infarctinopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pupil paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no mass finance, no members, no friction of her lung, tactile to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gardening rebound or rigidity, extremities, no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin, no, the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me from Dr. Pont include the following. BUN is 11, creatinine 1.26, estimated GFR is 55 milliliters per minute, per paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Some reversibility is possible. This may be related to the use of NSAIDs, namely Advil sinus. Patient was encouraged to discontinue the use of Advil and any NSAID, a handout was given to her in that regard. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. I am hopeful that this may be a reversible component, however, period, paragraph. Next diagnosis, sinus allergies. Patient was advised to use non-invasive and non-medicinal treatments like sinus lavage with lavage machine, period. Next, vitamin D deficiency to continue vitamin D supplementation. Next, we'll screen patient for iodine deficiency, period, paragraph. Patient is going to be back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for your trust and for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will keep you informed of her progress and the report. Thanks. You see Dr. Rochelle Pond, P-O-N-D-T, end of report. Thanks.